This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Welcome back to Baskin and Phelps. Scott Petrak's going to join us in about 16 and a half minutes right here on the show. 216-474-0092 is the number to join us. The Dylan Gabriel yesterday, Andy, 17 of 32, 167 yards, two touchdowns, no interceptions. He was sacked six times. It's been five starts. Kevin Stefanski said after the game, was asked by Mary Kay Cabot, he said, yes, Dylan Gabriel is still our starting quarterback. I get that.
I get it, too. Kevin, if Kevin doesn't say something, then you start to read into it, right?
Yep.
So Kevin came out yesterday and said he's still our quarterback because you knew that question was coming. Everyone knew that was
absolutely
coming. And it doesn't hurt him to say, no,
and
he's
the
still
question
our
needs to be
why
asked.
Why would you? Yeah,
sure, the question needs to be
but
asked.
If you're Kevin, why would you say anything different? Like, if I was Kevin, I would have said the same thing.
Right. If you're going to make a change, you're not going to do it right then and there. You're going to do it this week or whatever.
That's right.
Here's the thing. Again, you don't draft quarterbacks in the third and the fifth and think, yep, took care of that problem. You're looking at this guy. He's had five starts. Has he been good? No. Has he been bad? I don't think he's been bad. I just think he's been largely ineffective. You know, he's very competent at running an offense. He certainly knows how to play football. Also, haven't seen the ability to make big-time winning plays yet. Will that come around? I don't know. I don't think five games is an accurate assessment period, and I understand why they want to see more. And I would think at some point they would also want to see something from Shadur. I get that. But, you know, to watch five games of a guy's first five starts of his career and think, nope, nothing, got nothing. I don't think that's fair.
Jeff, I mean, look.
I also don't think I haven't seen anything. It makes me think he's the starting quarterback. I'll readily admit that.
It's even if you want to put it in a little more perspective, and you go back and look at his college numbers, right? 14 times last year he threw for at least 200 yards in a game in college. He's done it once here. Once against the Steelers, 221. He had
better talent around him at Oregon in comparison to the opposition than he has here. That's part of it.
You know, he threw, and that was the game he threw the ball 52 times, and they still only
which
came up with 9 points in that
insane.
Game. 9 points, and they threw the ball 52 times. At least it was more of a balance. In fact, it looks like they've tried to balance them out the last two games, too, between 32 and 35 attempts. You know, it's not the 52 we saw. But by the way, he only had it when they, you know, I'm just shaking my head.
Have you seen anything that makes you think Dylan's the long-term answer at quarterback?
No, I haven't. No, it's nothing against him. It's not personal. It's just,
again, you don't draft guys in the third round thinking you've solved the problem. You keep your fingers crossed that maybe you did and get lucky. So far, we haven't seen it. I don't think we have. Cool Ray's in Bedford. Cool Ray, welcome.
Hey, welcome, guys. You know I love you guys. I love your show. That's what every time I get a chance.
And we love you, too.
I like you. I don't know.
No, I love you, Corey. I like you a lot. I'm not afraid
like
to put my
cheesecake. I'll tell you that.
I will put my emotions out there, my man.
Thank you, man. Thank you. So I got two questions for you guys in the statement. So the first question is, Mr. Phelps, you said five games isn't enough to prove to show if a guy's a starting quarterback. You just said that.
No, well, I don't think it's enough of a sample size. I haven't seen anything that makes me think he's the long-term answer, Corey.
Okay, so if that's truly how you feel, then if they put Shadori in, let's say, in four games left in the season or three games, would that still wouldn't be enough to figure out if he was right.
No.
So my thing is that's moving the table. So my thing is this, though. I'm no longer mad at the Browns. I know I don't expect anything. That game yesterday was such a drag for the first time, and I'm 52. For the first time, I didn't even care to watch. I started doing other things, and I came back. It seemed like that game took 8 hours to play. So my question is, if the Browns are quote-unquote tanking, if that's the word we want to use, and what's all going on in sports, especially with the Guardians and what we've seen in base and in basketball, isn't that the equivalent of a team betting against their own team? Like, what's stopping football players? If I know that the best quarterback is not going to play and a receiver is not going to get his numbers, if I have that information, shouldn't we be looking at what's stopping a player from doing that? Because talking about the Browns is getting exhausting. About Kevin Stefanski, he's not going anywhere because he did this last year when the season was lost. He gave a play calling and we fired the offensive coordinator and kept him. Same thing he did this year. So it's the same playbook.
All right, let me say this. You're making an assumption that Shadur is a better quarterback, which, okay, you can go ahead and say that. I would make the argument that the best quarterbacks were traded. You know, okay, so that kind of.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It tells you what you were thinking. They wanted to get a look at these young quarterbacks. You're trying to build a team long-term here. I don't necessarily like that, but the minute they traded Pickett and then traded Flacco after a few games, it shows you what they were doing. They're trying to find a long-term guy or a long-term answer, rather than win in the short term, I think.
Let's say the veteran quarterbacks were traded. Let's not say better, because we don't know what Shadur really is.
Did I say veteran? I thought I said veteran. If not, you're right.
So we don't know what Shadur is. And I remember I called you guys and I said the Browns are putting a narrative out there that Shadur is stupid. That's the only – because we know physically, we know that what we're looking at.
I don't think that's a fair thing to say, Corey.
Okay, not that I say stupid. Let's say he's not ready. So not
which,
ready
by the way, anything. You hear from about a lot of young quarterbacks.
So my thing is, if the Browns are, and I'd like to hear what you guys think about this. If the Browns are quote-unquote tanking or going to looking for the future for the draft, and what we're seeing in sports with all this gambling, what is to stop players from gambling or betting against this team when we know people are not getting their numbers?
All right, cool, Ray. Well, I'm not going to take it to a gambling thing. I don't think that plays here at all. If you're looking for how teams go about this stuff, look what the Jets did. The Jets had Sauce Gardner, they had Quinnen Williams. They traded their two best defensive players. Do you think that made their team better for this year? No.
I don't know how that could possibly be better, and that's what's even more befuddling about the Browns' losses.
They're trying to build for the future, Andy. They're trying to build for the future.
Well, they did a great job. They built a win into their future.
Along the way, they got a win. Yes. Along the way, they got a win.
Here's the other thing, too, that's the whole theory about a win is a loss because if you end up in a tie with the Jets at the end of the season, that now all of a sudden you have the tiebreaker. You don't. Strength of schedule is first, and then head-to-head competition to avoid tanking. So anyone that thinks that yesterday's loss was, if they end up 2-2 at the end of the day, it's going to be strength of schedule, which I'm hoping the games against the North are going to bring us down.
Well, let me throw some numbers at you here. Just number thought.
Okay.
The Jets' strength of schedule just got worse because the Browns lost. They beat the Browns.
Oh, good point.
So the Browns' strength of schedule just got harder.
Oh, that's good.
Because the Jets got another win.
Oh, no, so that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
That helps you if you're the Browns. Right?
Yeah, but you can't go into that game as like a lot of us were saying, oh, well, a loss is kind of a win in this thing.
It is a tiebreaker if they ended up with the same strength of schedule.
But strength of schedule is the first, and then head-to-head is
the
second.
The Browns' strength of schedule just got harder because the Jets got a win.
Although it's still a tie, two wins if they both stay at two.
Not necessarily. It's overall strength of schedule. But
it's got to end in a tie first. So then you go to strength of schedule. Yeah. I don't understand. No, that doesn't play out right, you just said.
You know,
if they both end with two losses.
It's not the strength of schedule.
Strength of schedule is the first tiebreaker.
Yeah. But there are other factors rather than just wins and losses. But the strength of schedule, because the Jets just picked up another win, made it a little...
No, the first thing is, you're not tied if we have two losses. If we have two losses and they have two losses...
Wins.
Wins, yeah, what am I saying? Got him.
Same on, pal.
If we have two wins and they have two wins, now you're tied, right? Now you go to the tiebreaker.
Okay, but... Browns would have had three wins and the Jets would have had one. So that does kind of help that. Had the Browns won yesterday.
Okay. Yeah, but that doesn't matter. I'm very confused.
All right. Reggie's in Cleveland. Hey, Reg. Reggie, you got a minute. Hey. Go.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Hey.
I listen to y'all.
Thank you.
I listen to y'all every day.
Thank you.
Like every day.
Thank you.
And, everybody keeps saying Shador hasn't proven himself. And all of shenanigans, but we forget about the preseason. And Shador was making stuff happen with receivers way worse than the receivers we got in right now.
True, so the defenses were worse too.
In one game he did, and the other game he didn't look so good.
Right.
Yeah, but the game they threw him in, man, I feel like Shador had an unfair chance the first time he came here. He was doing all that without the right reps. Without the right practice stuff and all that, like it's like they just was throwing him into situations that any other quarterback probably would have never did good in. But I do feel like Shador would do a better job than Gabriel. I mean, Gabriel is a good quarterback, don't get me wrong, but like y'all say, he's more of a backup. He's not really no starting quarterback that'll get us.
Well, we're not seeing that so far.
No, Reg, if you listen to the phone calls we've had today, I mean, people are saying the Browns are not playing him because they want him to play next year. And that they don't want to put him behind this offensive line.
Yeah.
I was shocked. I mean, that was two right out of the gate. I was like, what?
Scott Petrak covers the team for the Chronicle-Telegram. We'll get his thoughts on the offense, on Tommy Rees, on Dylan Gabriel, next on Baskin and Phelps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.